This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm your compère today, Keith Parent. Very nice to have you with us. Now, there's a few things that I want to mention before we get to our first piece of music today, and that is, there are those listening right now through PCJ partner stations who might find this program a little strange. And that's only because this week's edition of Happy Station is 2 hours. There's 2 hours that's going out on shortwave, but those who receive the program through our partner stations or download the program are only going to be hearing 1 hour. So in case at certain points in the program I say, coming up in the next hour, and you can hear this or that or whatever, then you'll understand why. Now, we actually have quite a few things to get to on today's program. Now, for a treat today, we are going to take a listen to something very special. But first, let's begin with ABBA and Happy New Year!
We might as well lay down and die.
Happy New Year, here on this special edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. In the first hour of today's broadcast, we have something very special, and we're putting it in the first hour so our partner stations can also hear what we have planned next. An actual full-length Happy Station show from June 21st, 1981. Now, this is not a regular, run-of-the-mill, ordinary basic Happy Station show. No, this was one of the live programs that was recorded throughout Holland. So let's go back to June 21st, 1981, and the Happy Station show with Tom Meyer.
On shortwave from Hilversum in Holland, this is Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. It's Sunday and time for the Happy Station show, produced and presented by Tom Meyer.
Hello everyone, hello everywhere.
Hello.
Well done, you get an A for that. Welcome, as Pete Meyer said during our signature tune, welcome to the Happy Station Show in Hilversum. Wrong there, Pete Myers. I'm almost certain you're listening, because I have to rephrase that and say welcome to the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel in Rotterdam, in Amsterdam. And that, of course, was done to let our people at home hear that indeed we have an audience here in this lobby, and that we are going to do one of our live extravaganzas once again on this 21st of June, 1981. Welcome to the show, which, of course, is impossible if we don't have the cooperation and the help from a lot of people. And in the first place, that's our technical friends, two of them here in Amsterdam. One of them you find with the earphones on there, whose name is Peter Forrest, but his family doesn't know him that way because his name is Peter Bos. And in our reportage car outside, we find Eddie Zander. However, they could work their little heads off, and if we wouldn't have somebody in Hilversum in the studios, then our audience wouldn't hear anything. And in the studio in Hilversum, we find, hopefully, Felix Klerks, who sees to it that we reach the transmitter. Then, of course, our lovely ladies, the three Norms, Gertie, Rosemary, and Tineke, they're walking around here, and, of course, they decided that they were all going to be here although on Sundays in the past they've let me down and let me do it all by myself because they were baking on the beach or doing something else very important. Even Maria Mauricia has decided to join us once again. Finally, my name is Tom Meyer. Welcome to the show. And I'd like to thank right away the people of the Amsterdam Hilton for making this transmission possible. Now, why are we here? Why are we here? Does anybody know? Well, of course we're here because today is Father's Day in Holland. Happy Father's Day, especially to the mothers who had to work extra hard. And also, this is the first day of summer, at least here in Holland. And we have to realize, of course, that for our friends down under, New Zealand, Australia, etc., that is not true. Here in Holland, however, this is the first day of summer. It is the longest day of the year. Now, aren't you fathers lucky to choose the longest day of the year as Father's Day? On the other hand, of course, you could say the longest day is also the shortest night, so maybe you're not really all that lucky after all. However, we won't go into that. Welcome to all the guests in here. I'd like to know where all you people come from. I know there are quite a number of people from Holland. I have met a couple from Argentina. Muy bienvenidos, señoras, señor. Y espero que le guste este programa, aunque sea en inglés. Gibt's hier Leute aus Deutschland? Ja, das weiß ich. Später rede ich noch mit dir. Des Français ou des Canadiens? Well, Americans we have, that I know, but since English is the language of this show anyway, let's just put all the English-speaking people on one great big heap and talk to them all together. People from any other countries? England. Hello there. What else? Where? Poland. Oh, there's somebody here who can speak to you, or probably you came with her. Maria Mauricia. No? She's Polish. So, you can talk to her. Her name is Cichocka, by the way. That it was before she got married to Edu Verhulst. From Morocco. We've got visitors in the back there. The only thing I can say in Moroccan, if it is Moroccan, is Sedeti, Siedeti, or Meselchir? Okay, I don't know what it means, but I just thought I'd chance it. Anyway, so we've got a rather international crowd here. Now, on the first day of summer, you would expect a beautiful, sunny, wonderful summer's day. Wrong! This morning when I left my house, I thought, now, isn't that great? I can say that it's such a beautiful, sunny, cold day. It's not even sunny anymore, and as I've said before, in Holland you can hardly talk about the weather anyway, because while you're saying one sentence, the weather changes to the absolute opposite. On this first day of summer, by the way, I'm reminded of Alice in Wonderland, a book that many of you must know, and you may be wondering why I'm reminded of Alice in Wonderland. Well, because in it, in chapter 11, the White Rabbit says, "The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away." Well, the way our summer is progressing, she wouldn't have time to bake tarts in our summer's day because it will last about 10 minutes, maybe on Thursday in 3 weeks' time. But anyway, we do have summer right now, and let's hope that it will change into something better than it is now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just only going to talk here. We also have some music for you. And I would like to introduce to you the Joe Reynolds Quartet. Our listeners in Europe, ladies and gentlemen, knew that we were going to do this because I told them last week on the air that we were going to have this meeting. However, for all our friends in the rest of the world, this is quite a surprise.
Surprise, 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 surprise. You'll be listening in astonishment and staring with big eyes. Surprise, 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 surprise. You are welcome in your overalls or in your coats and ties. It's Happy Station on the air, the same time every Sunday. Don't look for us some other time, we're only here this one day. But when we're there, it's party time for all your dolls and guys. Surprise, 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 surprise. Surprise, 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 surprise.
Well, and I hope that that at least was a pleasant surprise for all you people in here. How is the sound quality? Okay, that's nice. Now, I'm also not the only one who is going to talk, because I'm going to have a couple of talking guests on the show. And, oh, by the way, Joop, don't you think we could do a little song for Father's Day? Yeah? Okay, okay, enough, enough, enough. Okay, thank you. So that was a little Father's Day song for all the fathers who are listening and all the fathers in the audience. How many fathers do we have? Well, if I see the hands now, I don't understand why we have the overpopulation here in Holland that we're suffering from. Well, there's somebody who says, I don't know. Bit strange, too. Anyway, you know, I would have loved to talk to the hotel's general manager, Rudy Bausch, who is also a personal friend, but unfortunately he was called away on some very, very urgent business. Poor man. He said that he would try to listen to this show, so if you are listening, Rudy, then hello to you. And of course, we all send out our feelings of sympathy for having to miss out on such an important occasion for your hotel. Poor Rudy. But I'm very happy that I can talk to somebody else who is the executive assistant manager. Is that right? Yes? The executive assistant manager. Can you make it through here? Because there are so many people that you can hardly get here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentleman by the name of Sake Scharinga. Something about your name first in an international business like a hotel. How do people pronounce your name?
Well, that's pretty varied. I've been held for an Italian, a Portuguese, Spanish, but I'm Frisian actually.
Yeah, but I mean, how do English-speaking people, for instance, pronounce Scharinga?
Oh, they have very little problems with that. They pronounce it Scharinga.
Oh, I see. When I was talking about you to somebody else, they said, was he born in Japan?
Oh, yeah, from my first name.
Yeah. Sake. Sake,
yeah.
But it's a very good Frisian name,
isn't
it?
That's right, actually.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about the hotel a bit, and the funny thing is that when we were preparing this show, I found out that Hilton International and Hilton in the United States are two different things.
That's correct. We're an old daughter who ran away from home and stayed away from home forever.
I see. And now, if you belong to Hilton International, and people often think, well, a hotel, it's just a hotel, it's got a manager, and it's probably got somebody who looks after the linen, and that's that. But it's quite a business with a lot of different departments.
Like we used to say, it's just kind of a city in a city. You got your cleaners, you have your laundries, you have your feeding, you have your drinking, you have your beds. It's quite an... you have your parties.
How many personnel do you have, all in all?
Around 250 right now.
And of those 250, how many of them are managers?
About 10.
Oh, well, that's quite all right.
And about 240 others who think they are.
Well, I found out that you've got a banqueting manager, and you've got an assistant banqueting manager, and you've got all kinds of managers. One thing which interests me is security. Nobody nowadays can run any kind of operation without security, and you also have quite a security department, don't
That's
you?
That's right. We have about, I'm not allowed to mention how
no.
many. We have a security department, so you may rest assured that you're sitting safely right now.
Well, good. That's really what I wanted to know, because a lot of people think, well, security only becomes active if you have some very important head of state or some VIP in the house, but they're there all the time, aren't they?
They're all the time around, 24 hours a day.
Do you know how many Hiltons there are around the world?
A latest count, I think it was last Thursday, was 83 hotels around the world.
83 hotels, but then again, I was referring to something else. There's, of course, a lot of Hiltons all over the world, but did you know where the only real one was?
Well, Amsterdam, of course.
No, it's Hilton, New York, not too far from Rochester.
Oh, is that the
It's
real
a
one?
Town. Then there's Hilton Beach, Ontario, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, well, I declare, Hilton Inlet in Antarctica, and Hilton of Cadball in Scotland.
Never heard of that.
Well, I think that Hilton International should build a hotel in these towns. That would be Hilton Hilton, or the Hilton Hilton.
Well, let's be honest, when we get through with the weather in Holland, I don't know whether we need Scotland.
Okay, well, I want to wish you good luck in the operation of your hotel, And is there anything else that you would like to say to the people except from a hard-selling commercial?
Well, we're not doing commercials today. Father's Day very often is already very commercial. So I'd like just to thank everybody for showing up, and especially Tom Meyer for taking the opportunity to do it from our lobby, and I'll wish you a pleasant next, what is it, 3/4 of an hour to go?
Thank you very much, but you can't go yet, because I want to thank you, Sake, for leaving your family on this Father's Day and coming to Amsterdam. Don't run away right now, because we have a little present for you before you go.
Okay. Well, don't think I could run away from my family. I had to bring them along, including the dog.
Welcome. Oh, so that's your dog. Okay, Sake Schuyenga, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks. We are going to hear our first instrumental solo. It's not a solo, it's the quartet that's going to play together. Oh, I've got to tell you something. We were preparing our show here, and all of a sudden I look into the face of two people from Hong Kong who are very dear friends. Look at that reaction now. I didn't know they were there, and all of a sudden they were simply walked up to me and said, "Hello, Anneke Patria and Ray from Hong Kong, who are passing a few days here in Holland." And then, only about 10 minutes later, somebody walks up to me and says, "Aren't you Tom Meyer?" And I said, "Yes." "Hello there, Leo van der Reis from San Francisco, another friend. Where are you?" "Oh, there he is. Watch your glasses." So this is really a very international meeting with old friends that I didn't expect here. But now we're going to listen to the quartet. Everybody's doing it. Doing what? Oh, well, anyway, the Chestnut Tree and the Lambeth Walk, the Joe Reynolds Quartet. Bravo for the Joe Reynolds Quartet. I was just watching the clock, and we're behind so terribly already. But who cares? We'll just stay on the air as long as we please. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a beautiful young lady, and she told me before that she was dying from nerves, so please make her feel very welcome. Margot Groen! Uit Margotje, that's a song about you. You know the song?
Yes, I know.
Do you know the lyrics to the song?
No, I don't.
Why not?
You do.
No, I don't. But I said to Joop, wouldn't it be nice to have sort of an introductory song for Machohum? So that's for you. Do you feel better now?
Yes, all right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Machohum used to have such a prominent spot in this building that I was planning to introduce her and say, this is the lady that nobody can miss when they walk into the hotel. And that was true up till when?
Last week.
Last week, and they threw you out of your office?
Yes, they did.
Well, we won't go into the gory details why they did that, but they've moved you to some other spot where people can't find you that easily. And yet, you are someone that a lot of guests need and ask for quite a lot, aren't you?
Yes, that's for sure, yeah.
Because you do a job that a lot of people are very envious of and nobody really understands.
Yeah, that's true. That's always the problem with perculations, I think.
Right. And what do you tell them when they ask you, Macho, what is it that you do?
Well, I try to explain that it's not only drinking and hanging around and having fun with all kinds of people, but it's more than that. You have to write some articles, you have to promote a hotel, you have to try to be in publicity.
Mm-hmm. And does that mean that you go out into the street and yell, come to the hotel, come to the hotel, it's the most wonderful hotel in town?
No, that goes via advertising and sending press releases when you have something new to mention to the public.
Oh, you mentioned something new to me. Next Wednesday you're going to officially open your gardens again, right?
Yes, we give it another try, but it's always difficult because of the terrible weather here in Holland.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, we've been on the air now for less than 20 minutes and the word weather has been mentioned by almost everyone.
Yeah.
But of course that's the case with a climate like ours.
Yes.
What are you going to do next Wednesday?
We have our opening party of our garden, of our terrace. And it's at the same time, it's the introduction of our rowing boats.
Your what?
We have three rowing boats now in the Hilton, so our guests can, free of any charge, can go out rowing.
Now, isn't that marvelous? Can you see yourself go out rowing in this weather? Anyway, I think it's a very nice initiative. And of course, you've got the canal here just in front or rather behind the hotel. So are the guests next Wednesday all going to go out in boats and row?
Yes, we hope so.
Hope Michael will show up.
Who? Michael who?
Michael row the boat. Oh. Okay. Listen, your task is also to look after VIPs who come to the hotel. And I'm sure that people have asked you this many times. Do you ever have any funny experiences? And what is the funniest thing that ever happened? Or the most embarrassing thing? But I want to know, do you ever get any strange or impossible requests?
Yes, of course, but I think that's...
No, don't tell me that. Oh, no, go ahead.
That's one of the secrecies of my job, because I think when a VIP arrives here, and at what time or whatever he wants, we try to fulfill his wishes, and I think that's his private to do so, so I don't think I mentioned that.
Your teacher will be proud of you, and you just passed the test, Macho. I wish you good luck, because you haven't been doing this for very long, have you?
No.
How long?
For about, I'm working for 2 years, but perculations I do now for 1 year.
Well, good luck in this very difficult job where everybody is always saying to you, oh, you don't do anything. You go out for lunch, you go out for cocktails, and you go out for dinner, and you call that a job. I wish you good luck. And you see, it wasn't all that bad, this interview.
No, you're right.
Okay. See you
Thank
later.
You.
Machohum! Well, Macho knew that there is a song about her. I suppose there are very few people who know that there's a song about this hotel, but when you hear the first few bars of the song, you may think, oh, come on, that's not about this hotel. But don't be too impatient, because, well, you just listen. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see the distant steeple, not a sign of people. Who needs people when the steeple bell says goodnight, sleep well? will thank this small hotel. Together, there's a big hotel. It ain't got no wishing well, but a lot of other things, like a cozy bar and a restaurant and gardens and rowboats and fountains and a Dutch canal and here and there. It ain't got no bridal suite, but it's got this lovely hall complete for us to share. Together, looking through the window, you can see the river flowing, rowboats gently rowing, coming, going. When some steeple bell says thank you, Dank u wel, we'll thank this great hotel. Thank this great hotel. Thank this great hotel. Together. Right, so you see there was a song about this hotel after all. I've quickly got to check my list, what we're going to do next. Joop, how about a summer song? Okay, thank you very much. I heard that at least three times this morning on local radio. I think now it would be a good idea to do something about birthdays now. There's one lady in this audience who's celebrating her birthday, and that is Margarethe van Dam. She is the best-known theatrical agent in Holland, and she saw to it that I got that very famous part in Gone with the Wind, remember, opposite Vivien Leigh? Well, she saw to it that I played that part. She's celebrating her birthday today, but I want to know if there's anybody else here celebrating a birthday. Cumpleaños, verjaardagen, anniversaire. Wat is het in het Pools, Maria? Waar ben je? Urodziny, ne? Okay, well then we'll sing Happy Birthday all together for Margarethe and everybody else in the world. And there are some flowers for Margarethe. Beautiful orchids from the Orient. We're going to have some music now, undoubtedly, but I'll be hornswoggled if I know what's going to be. Oh, yes, another medley by our fabulous Joe Reynolds Quartet. And that was once again the Joe Reynolds Quartet. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a beautiful lady by the name of Odette Tamino. Where does that name come from, Tamino?
Well, it's a French name, way, way, way back. But I, as you can see, I'm Dutch. You know.
Very Dutch. We've got to move over here a bit because we are what we call rondsing, and we're getting feedback, but not the kind of feedback we like. Odette, you work for the VVV Amsterdam. What is the VVV Amsterdam?
Well, many people think, VVV, what does that mean? Three initials. Well, I always say it means welkom, welkom, welkom. Because if I told you the Dutch tongue twister for it, Vereniging ter bevordering van vreemdelingenverkeer, nobody would understand it anyway.
Anybody here would like to try and say that, who's not Dutch?
But anyway, what is it? It is a tourist organization that helps people on the spot when they do arrive in Amsterdam. We help them with hotel bookings, theater reservations, car rentals, and other things on the spot, where they can wine and dine, etc.
Right, well, that is what people would expect from you. Now, how does it stand with Amsterdam's image abroad?
Well, I can't deny that it a couple of years ago that it wasn't all that good, but fortunately everything is getting back to Amsterdam again, and compared, I mean, that is very important for people to know, I think, that prices are not so bad anymore. We used to have an image that is very, very expensive, and if you now look at the Financial Times research, which they do every year, we are now taking 20th place instead of first place.
20th instead of first? When were we first place last?
That I can't tell you, but I know that the last time that the Financial Times did this, while we were still very, very high, was in 1975.
I see. Well, that's a good thing for Amsterdam then, and let's face it, Amsterdam or Holland or any such thing is something that we can do hard commercials for, because after all, Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service, one of its tasks is Holland promotion, and you, in your small Amsterdam way, it's not a small way, but I mean Amsterdam is just part of the country, you're also promoting our country, of course.
I certainly am, but it is said that 9 out of 10 people who come to Holland come to Amsterdam, because for many foreigners, Amsterdam is Holland anyway.
Yes, well, I often say Holland is not even on the map, because it's so small that if you have written the word Amsterdam on a world map, you can't get Holland in anymore.
That's right.
But you find that Amsterdam, for a lot of people, is the gateway to Holland and often Europe.
I certainly think so, and it proves to be that way, too. We only like the people to stay a little bit longer.
Okay, people, well, you've heard that. And if you could see, ladies and gentlemen at home, who's inviting you to stay a little bit longer, I'm sure that many of you wouldn't ever want to go away again. Thank you very much, Odette Tamino.
Thank you very much.
Okay. What's next? I was going to ask a question. Do we have any guests from Argentina? But I know that we do. Just pure luck. And I was going to ask that because I have a wonderful quote from an Argentinian poet. Jorge Luis Borges. ¿Es un nombre que conoce usted? Pues bien. Porque él ha escrito algo que es, digamos, muy apropiado para este día, que en Holanda es el Día de los Padres, el Día del Padre. Y he encontrado algo que voy a traducir al inglés, porque la mayoría aquí no comprende español. Anyway, I found a beautiful quote by this poet, Jorge Luis Borges, which goes more or less as follows. The visible universe was an illusion. Mirrors and fatherhood are abominable because they multiply and extend it. How about that, you fathers around the world? Anyway, I want to stay in Argentina for a while because I would like to tell you about a rather unpleasant young lady from Argentina. It's a song written by Noel Coward, and I was talking about Noel Coward last week and received a beautiful book, his biography. This song you're going to hear comes from a review called Sigh No More, produced at the Piccadilly Theatre in the autumn of 1945. And Nina, this song, was begun in Pietermaritzburg, South Africa, and finished in a train between Bloemfontein and Pretoria. Nina. Señorita Nina from Argentina knew all the answers, though all her relatives and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insist that South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She added firmly that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. She also positively stated that she could not abide a southern moon. She said, I hate to be pedantic, but I'm driven nearly frantic when I see that unromantic, sycophantic lot of slats forever wriggling their guts. It drives me absolutely nuts. She refused to begin the begin when they suggested it, and she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. Though no one ever could be keener than little Nina on quite a number of very eligible men who did the rumba. When they proposed to her, she simply left them flat. She said that love should be impulsive, but not convulsive. And syncopation had a discouraging effect on procreation, and that she'd rather read a book, and that was that. Nina from Argentina despised the tango, although she never was a girl to let a man go. She wouldn't sacrifice her principles to sex. She looked with scorn on the gyrations of her relations who did the conga, and said that if she'd have to stand it any longer, she'd lose all dignity and wring their silly necks. She said that frankly she was blinded to all their over-advertised romantic charms. And then she got more bloody-minded and told them where to put their proper palms. And she could not refrain from swaying that their idiotic swaying and the damn guitar is playing when an insult to her race, and that she really couldn't face such international disgrace. She declined to begin the begin when they besought her to, and in language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela, and so she married him because he couldn't dance. There surely never could have been a more irritating gal than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of this degenerate bambina who had the luck to find a romance, though resolutely wouldn't dance. She wouldn't dance. Hola. Help! I didn't know where I left this other microphone, and I have no idea about the time. Let's see, where are we? We've got 10 minutes to go. Oh, heavens. Well, I think that I would like to talk very quickly now to a gentleman I met in Singapore in January. His name is David Moll in Dutch. Here he is. Give him an applause. And when we met, he said, you know, you work for Radio Netherlands, and we both really do the same thing. And why is that, David?
Well, I think you do a good piece of Holland promotion with your radio all over the world. We do that too, but in a little more difficult way, because you do it all over the world sitting from your chair, and we have to travel all over the world. In the meantime, I saw you in Singapore, or where it was, Jakarta or Hong Kong. We have been several times in the States and in other parts of the world to promote the Netherlands. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say what you do is more difficult than what I do, thank you very much for the compliment. But anyway, I'm not sitting down now, I'm standing up. How do you promote Holland?
We promote Holland in a way that we sell it, first of all, in a tourist way, that Holland is the playground of Europe, is one of the small countries in the world, but there is no country in the world where you find on such a small distance so many cities from the Middle Ages, hundreds of musea and beaches. You can, in one day, you can climb the Euromast, see the harbor of Rotterdam, go to The Hague, go to the parliament, take a bath in the Scheveningen beach, then go to Amsterdam, visit the Rijksmuseum, etc. There is no country in the world where you can do that in one day.
And there's no country in the world where, after doing all that, you could run over by a bicycle. Now, David, do you only promote Holland to people who you want to come and visit Holland, or do you also promote Holland in an outgoing way?
We do not promote Holland in an outgoing way. Altogether, all the way, we are advisors from several countries how to do it, but we're just doing only incoming, selling Holland incoming to the Netherlands.
Okay, well, sell, 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 promote, promote, promote. This is one of the very few commercials that we can do on our radio station, promote our country. Thank you very much for being on the show, and let's get together and do some more promoting in the future.
Okay. Get in touch with the Dutch, all
right. Right, David Mol. We are in Amsterdam, and of course there are so many songs about Amsterdam that we have to hear at least a few. Yes, and that was the Joe Reynolds Quartet once again with Han Brink, Henny Emery, Eddie Esser, and Joe Reynolds himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had quite a number of songs about Amsterdam now, but I think there's one missing, Joop. Do you miss one? Was? Tulpen aus Amsterdam. Somebody else, something? Tulipe d'Amsterdam. Well, oh, Tulipanes de Amsterdam. What are we going to do about that? Because, I mean, there's only one song, and I've had at least four or five languages now. Okay, well, let's just sing it in all those languages together. Joop, how about that? Okay? This song is known the world over. I bet it's known by you all. On connaît cette mélodie, mais j'ai changé les paroles. Cantaré sobre las flores, flores de nuestro país. Und nun möchten Sie gern in Bonn oder Bern mal wissen, was das alles ist. If you did not recognize the verse, it's tulips from Amsterdam. Comme surprise pour nos auditeurs, tulipes d'Amsterdam. Un international boss, tulipes d'Amsterdam. Tulipanes colorados en colores variados, weil ich selbst nicht kommen kann, schick ich Tulpen aus Amsterdam. En mi canción se trata de tulipanes de Amsterdam. Vielleicht verachtet wel ons volkslied, de Tulpen uit Amsterdam. Wenn auch ursprünglich ein deutsches Lied, Tulpen aus Amsterdam. Since I can't be there to meet you, here are tulips now to greet you. Je vous donne dans ce programme des tulipes d'Amsterdam, des tulipes d'Amsterdam. Well, that of course was just a little joke. You know something, Gertie, where are you? We were about 10 minutes behind, and it's not really all that bad. And I think that must have been quite a surprise for you. It is a surprise for me. I want to thank everybody who's been so helpful and who's made it possible for this show to go on the air the way it did. I'm not going to mention all the names, folks, but you know who I mean. I've just got one more surprise. Surprise, 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 surprise. Almost over, which brings tears to both my eyes. Surprise, 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 surprise. We've been going now for over 50 minutes, how time flies. It's Happy Station on the air, this same time every Sunday. I hope that you'll tune in again, and we'll make Sunday fun day. And when we're there, you can't be sad, not even if you try. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, 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 bye-bye, bye-bye. I'm going to stand with my back to the audience to thank you boys for a wonderful job done, and that is the music, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to this hall. Welcome to this place, and don't go away so that we can talk. And to the people at home, I'd like to say, this is Tom Meyer in Amsterdam, saying goodbye to you on behalf of everybody here. Have a wonderful coming week, and on behalf of all of us here, God bless.